Hi everyone, I'm Joel Premack and welcome to the Community-Led Growth Show. Each week, I will be speaking with community leaders to share insights with you all on how to build a community-led growth company. Let's get to it. Hey everyone, I'm Joel Premack, host of the Community-Led Growth Show. Today, I'm joined by Will Machen, Team Lead Community Management at Alteryx. Thank you so much for being on the show today, Will.
Thanks so much for having me, Joel.
Of course. So let's start off with a really easy question of, can you give all of our listeners a quick 30-second intro about yourself?
Yeah, definitely. So I'm a community management team lead at Alteryx. I have been in the community space for about 5 or so years now. I worked with a lot of different companies, which has been exciting. Grew up in Kentucky, live in Colorado now, and basically live and breathe community as much as I can.
Awesome. Well, I know that Alteryx is on the bigger side of community teams. You guys have about 18 employees dedicated to community, and your community is about 300,000 members. So what are the main functional areas within the community team?
Yeah, absolutely. We definitely do have a large team. We're kind of odd that way in a really great way. There are 18 of us, and we are split up under kind of a senior director who oversees our entire community program. And then within that, we have a platform team, an operations team, a content team, and an engagement team that includes, you know, my team, our user recognition program, so our super users, and our user group program. So it's really exciting. I know that it's not necessarily the norm for everyone, but it's a really great team to be a part of.
Awesome. Thank you so much for sharing that. When you're hiring people, either in past roles, you've been on a hiring panel, or in your current role, where you're actually building out and own an actual team, what are some key characteristics or traits that you feel are must-have for successful community professionals?
Yeah. So for me, the biggest thing that I look for is empathy and being willing to try new things. I think community is such an ever-evolving space that if you try to get prescriptive with it, you're kind of going to be left in the dust. And for me, though, the empathy and the personality is the biggest thing. I came from actually a background in luxury retail management, so not the traditional path to community, but realize the skill sets are incredibly similar. So I try not to discount people that maybe have resume gaps or don't necessarily have that kind of normal background, because I think it's really, really important to focus on what are the actual skills we're looking at here instead of what looks good on paper. So sometimes it's personality that you're just like, okay, no, you're going to be great at this. I can teach you product. I can't teach you personality.
That's an awesome thing, but I totally understand it. I think many more people should likely take that, especially in today's tight hiring market.
Yeah, absolutely. I think particularly for, you know, real community roles, it's less about where you went to school or what you did at your previous job and everything, and more about, you know, I always say we're kind of the host of the party. Like, can you host a party?
That'd be a cool exercise. How would you go about hosting a party?
Right.
And it's just asking, you know, to talk about that.
It's exactly what it is. Like, how do you make people make connections and introduce them to each other and show them around, just in a digital space instead of in person?
Yep. And have a little bit of fun too.
Exactly.
Just a little bit.
No, slight.
Yeah. Well, so you're an experienced community professional, as you've mentioned, about 5 years in the business now. How do you go about evaluating and recommending whether or not to include an idea on the community roadmap?
So I think one of the big things for our team particularly is we work really well together, pretty cross-functionally across the team. And that wasn't always the case, but we've really, really worked to make that happen. Because what happens sometimes, I think, especially in larger teams, is you have these silos that start to develop, and, you know, another department will request a space on a community and say the platform team is like, oh yeah, we can do that, no problem. But just because we can do it doesn't mean we should do it necessarily. So what we really try to do is sync together on, okay, is this actually going to move the needle and be really impactful? And if so, how much effort is it going to take to get us there? So is that kind of work worth that payoff? Or is there something kind of lower effort we could do that has the same value add to the community? And should we maybe approach that instead? So that really helps us prioritize what we're working on and in what order we're working on. But I also think it's really important to be incredibly nimble in community as well. You know, like we're very few people get to be part of a community team that is kind of their own island and doesn't report up into another structure or anything like that. And sometimes you get directives that are drop everything, this has to be done. And you know, you have to be able to run with that.
Yeah, definitely. So, okay. Gonna double tap onto something in there, which is, what's your favorite thing that you've launched for the AlterX community?
So favorite is probably, that's tough, but I will say right now, probably because it's very fresh in my mind. At the end of last year, we launched a gallery experience on Community, and gallery had traditionally been an AlterX product where people could upload their apps and workflows and everything like that and share them with others to download. And it wasn't super heavily used anymore, and there wasn't a huge amount of interactivity there. So we were told we need to bring it to Community, and we worked really hard for probably the second half of the year, close to the second half of the year, to make sure that that experience really worked. And so it's now a space in Community that we did some heavy customizations on some of the built-in functionality, but it totally fits there. People can put their apps and workflows and share image files for it and put, you know, history of versioning and everything. And then others can interact with it and download and give feedback. And it's just taken off really, really well. And so we're really looking at this as something that's kind of an iterative project that we can enhance and kind of make better as we go and take ideas into consideration from the community as well. And I think that's probably why it's my favorite, is it is so, you know, we take that feedback and get to make it better for our members as well.
That's awesome. And I love the fact of, like, it's members helping members. Mm-hmm. You guys are literally just there to facilitate almost the space for it to happen.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's cool because we do have, you know, particular areas of gallery, like it's with some of the labels that we're using that are AlterX supported things where we created these workflows, you know, for data connectors and everything like that. So if you're looking for something official, you can filter and get to it right there. Or you can just say, okay, I'm interested in everything made that has to do with this one product or this one thing. And it's just a really awesome way to kind of bring community to the forefront.
That's so cool. Love it. Thank you.
Yeah.
So you're responsible for community engagement as part of your team lead role. So what does that actually mean for the AlterX community?
So within my team, which is not a huge team, but you know, it's really nice to be able to have a team doing engagement activities and community management, because so many community managers are on an island, but we get to do what I like to call the fun stuff. You know, so we're getting to plan forum events, and we are in charge of moderation for the community, which a lot of people are like, that sounds like the least fun part of the job. But I actually kind of love moderation, and we've been trying to take a much more proactive approach to it. Because so many times I think moderation is like a reactive thing, and we instead are focusing on, okay, how do we deepen this engagement that's happening? You know, we want to make sure that people engage in a way that is not just, oh, I got my answer and I'm done, but how do you, you know, form some deep roots to the community and make people want to keep coming back? Getting an answer is not the hard part. It's building connections. So we get to really facilitate that with the things that we do.
Nice. So as part of that, you guys must use technology in this facilitation process of having a community and making things happen for your members. So what does your tech stack look like for the engagement team?
Yeah, so for my team specifically, it is not supremely robust or anything like that. You know, we use Asana for our planning and everything, which is great, but I think there's so many other project planning softwares out there that whatever you're using is gonna be good. We use Microsoft Office, you know, lots of Teams calls, but at the end of the day, I think your tech stack as a community manager is far less important than a lot of people put value into, and it's much more about how do you work together as a team. And you know, at the end of the day, communication is the biggest thing. If we're not talking and making sure that our ideas are, you know, really clearly made to each other, it just doesn't really work. So we're really big on, when we have calls, we're all on camera. Let's actually talk through things and make sure that things are very clear and that we connect with each other in a way that we're also comfortable communicating that, okay, I don't think this is a great idea, or I think this is maybe veered off course. And so at the end of the day, yeah, the tech is the least important part to me. It's required, obviously, like I could not function without it. But I think the makeup of the team and how you communicate and work together is far more important than what exact products you use.
Awesome. Well, I would definitely agree. But I think that there's a small part that's also really intrigued of like what's to come in the community tech space now. So it's exciting to see, but definitely agree that the people are much more important than the actual technology that you use.
Absolutely. And I mean, you know, we also are really lucky since we do have like the platform and ops side of the team. So we use Alteryx a huge amount as well. We have a lot of workflows and things that are built in. So we can see what's happening by looking at dashboards that are pulling data and kind of prepping it and getting it ready to go to make sure that it's clean and it works and everything like that. And that's the other part of it. You know, tech stack for my team is less important. But for the entire community team, it's hugely important. And I think that that's a big distinction as well. If it were just me and one or two other people, it'd probably be a very different conversation, but I'm super lucky to get to just be like, no, it's the fun stuff.
That's awesome. Enjoy your fun stuff.
Right? Exactly.
Exactly. Yeah. So for the engagement team, we talked about how you guys engage with your members, talk about some of the favorite things that you've launched, talk about your tech stack. Next thing we got to talk about is how you guys show the ROI for the engagement team at Alteryx. So what are those key KPIs that you guys really measure against and use to show we are adding value to the organization overall?
Yeah, absolutely. It's really, you know, ROI is one of those words that scares a lot of people in the community space because it's traditionally been very difficult to track well. And we look at it a couple of different ways. So time to first response is always good on a thread. We think that's good. We have a really low time, which we love. And, you know, we're not strictly a support community, but there is an aspect of, you know, ticket deflection and everything there because that's saving the company money. But what I will say is, I think that one of the big things that people tend to focus on in community does tend to be ticket deflection, and that's great. Saving your organization money is always a good thing. But at the end of the day, most execs are going to be way more impressed if you're somehow creating revenue instead of just preventing revenue loss. And so we've started really looking at, okay, how does community affect, you know, like, account expansion with our customers and everything? How much more likely are people going to be to buy more and, you know, use more Alteryx products if they're using the community effectively? And so that's been something that we really look at now. In terms of strictly community management activity, we're looking not just at does this have a reply, but how many replies are on this thread. I would rather have, you know, four threads that each have seven replies than, you know, 20 threads that each have one. Because again, it's that kind of deepening engagement, and it's, you know, we're pretty lucky as well, because even with some of the support related questions, Alteryx doesn't just, there's not one right answer for anything. People can build workflows however they want to get the same answer. So it gives us a lot of chance to have that discourse. And it's just really, really wonderful. But you know, traffic is always a thing. Logins are always a thing. We're looking at monthly engaged users and everything like that. But at the end of the day, I really think looking to where we can actually add value instead of just prevent loss of value is a really good way to start looking at metrics now.
I love that kind of mindset shift, because I think that that's something I've been pretty consistently hearing as well throughout these conversations, is that people are really interested in terms of like product usage, upsell, cross-sell, expansion ideas for deals, things of that nature, not just that saving the company money through support ticket deflection. So I love that mindset overall. No one's really talked about it like that. So I like that you did. So thank you very much for that. So last question to wrap this up is, what are the three B2B SaaS community trends that you're most excited about in 2022 and beyond?
Yeah, I love this question. And I feel like my answer changes pretty much every time because I get excited and like fixate on things. And I'm like, oh my God, this is going to be great. But look at this next thing over here. Because I'm like a squirrel, but it's kind of, I think one of the biggest things I'm looking forward to is more holistically integrating community with events, and kind of that hybrid model of event. You know, like the past several years, community has become such a buzzword and everyone's been like, oh my God, our community is the most important thing. And a lot of times it's turned into just kind of like, we have, you know, all of these digital events happening. And it's going to be really interesting, I think, now that things are opening up again, because I'm guessing a lot of other people noticed, we noticed a pretty big drop in participation in some of those for a while. And it was like, well, it's because everyone's just burnt out. Like, we can't just keep hosting webinars all the time because that format is no longer fun. We've had to do it for far too long with kids in the background for a lot of people, which I don't know how you do it, parents. Congratulations to you. I could never. But the big thing for me, I think, is looking at how events are going to be integrated in that hybrid model and how community is going to be brought into in-person events and conferences again, because I think smart companies anyway are going to realize this wasn't just a temporary buzzword, that community is such an important part of, you know, kind of corporate interaction at this point and company interaction with their customers, that it really does need to be at the forefront. So I'm really excited to see, you know, the different technologies that allow that to happen better, and see how community has more of a presence than just like a SaaD booth at your conference. So anyone that does have a SaaD booth, it's not your fault, but I will be hoping to see that expand in the future. Other trends that I think I'm really excited about are, you know, a lot of technology to allow us to track some of that ROI better. It's traditionally been really hard to track what people are doing exactly. You know, privacy laws are a thing. We totally get that. But being able to see like what someone's journey through community looks like is really exciting. And I think we're finally getting to a point that there's going to be ways to say, okay, we don't know who this person is, but we saw them take this path and this is where they are. So that's going to be really cool, I think, for journey mapping and persona building and everything within community, because I think that a personalized experience is kind of the next step for making community work for everyone. It's going to prevent, I think, a lot of drop off and bottlenecks and when do people leave and why do people leave? So looking at the tech that's going to allow us to kind of further make community feel more like a personal community. And then I think, you know, one of the last things that's going to be really exciting is seeing how different organizations kind of bring their own products into the community space and really kind of commit to what they do. I think that our team is really good at that. You know, like our community is for Alteryx. We talk about Alteryx all the time. It's what we do, but we use Alteryx all the time for almost every facet of our community work. It might be in the background, but it's what's pulling things. It's sometimes what's triggering an email send if we have one. You know, it's tied into everything we do. And so I think other companies doing that is really interesting. And I think people are moving more towards that. So it might seem something that's really niche, but there's probably a way to integrate it to where you really are like having your cake and eating it too. And like sharing that, okay, we do this as well with our own product. And I think that that's going to be really important moving forward, because as different, you know, B2B companies kind of spring up and there's startups everywhere, there's so much more competition that if you're using a competitor's product, no one's going to want to buy yours. And community, I think, is a really great space for that as well.
I love that you've talked about it as cake. I talk about it as drinking your own champagne.
Yep.
But I love that idea. Maybe there'll be one day an Alteryx uses Alteryx section of the community.
Like, community's the space to have kind of internal use cases at the forefront. Like, how do we use this? And I think that it's also a really great space because, you know, the way that we talk in community is so many times a lot less marketing speak. And so when people see that, they go, oh, okay, this doesn't seem just like copy edited, like pull quotes necessarily. This is real people.
Oh yeah. No, I definitely agree that it feels much more like human to human and not like it was intended for many people, if that makes sense. Right. Well, Will, again, thank you so much for being on the Community-Led Growth Show today. If people want to follow or connect with you, on social or other channels? What are the best channels and or handles for them to do so?
So I am the bad community manager. You can find me on LinkedIn, but that is about it. I do not have a huge presence on social media. I tend to get way too into things. So Twitter bums me out and steals my life whenever I had one. So LinkedIn, find me on there, and more than happy to connect with anyone. Also, my name is pretty, you know, uncommon. So should be close to the top of the list anyway.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much and have a great day.
Thanks so much.